This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered, War, Wayne Allen Root, USA Radio Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump land. And I'm on the war path. It's time to go to war. Nothing's changed, right? I love going to war. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can reach me on email anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. All of you send me great articles that I then use on this show to discuss or inspire me to write great commentaries with the articles you send me and the comments you send me. Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. You can find me on TV in hour number 3, Newsmax TV, DirecTV channel 349, Dish TV channel 216, Comcast Xfinity channel 1115, 1115, many other cable systems across the USA. You can find Wayne Allen Root on Verizon Fios, AT&T UVer, Spectrum, CenturyLink, Altice, Charter, WOW TV, and of course, YouTube, Roku, Sling, and NewsmaxTV.com. If you don't get me in any of those, go to NewsmaxTV.com at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Every single day, Monday through Friday, and my show begins right there at NewsmaxTV.com, or get the Newsmax TV app. It's free on your phone. Lots of ways to find me. iHeartRadio, USA Radio. Listen live now at USA Radio anytime I'm on. You get me? On your computer and iHeartRadio, you can listen to every one of my shows on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the latest Quinnipiac polls out, they were wrong throughout the entire 16 election, and they show that Biden is killing Trump, destroying him, 53-39. If you believe that one, I got a bridge to sell you in Vegas over the ocean, as I keep saying. That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. They have Elizabeth Warren beating Trump by 12 points, 52-40. They have Kamala Harris beating Trump, 51-40. And get this, the gay mayor of South Bend, Pete Buttigieg, leading 49-40 over Trump. He looks like he has the face of a 12-year-old. A 12-year-old. He's a mayor of a small town. He was involved in setting up a system to warn illegal aliens when ICE is on the way. He's a criminal. He should be perp walked out of the presidential race. And he's beating Trump by 9 points, according to Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac, I have a message for you. Oh, my God. You people are nuts. You're joking. Anybody who's a liberal that believes this stuff, put Quinnipiac out of their misery. Put him out of business. Because they're the biggest frauds in the history of the world. At the moment that's happening, the DNC, here's a headline for you. Democratic National Committee panics as Trump crushes every Democrat in battlegrounds. Now, does that make more sense to you? You know what the Democrats stand for. And you know they believe in open borders and all the illegals voting and giving them all health care for free while you pay triple. You know they want to quadruple your taxes. You know they want to quadruple your regulations. You know they want to put every businessman and woman in America out of business. You know that they want transgenders to have more rights than you and illegals to have more rights than you. The list goes on and on and on. And on. It's insane. They want to kill babies after they're born. And you really believe in battleground states Trump isn't killing the Democrats? You think he's getting killed by Joe Biden who doesn't know what his name is? Joe Biden must eat baby food for dinner. His wife must feed him baby food on a little spoon. Joe, I've got your crushed grapes for you. He's like gone. He's got Alzheimer's. He's got dementia. He doesn't even know where he is. He's in the twilight zone. And you believe that Joe Biden beating Trump by 13 points? Quinnipiac, you guys are high, man. Are you in the medical marijuana business? Because you must be. You must be sucking and breathing in your own fumes of the marijuana or the vaping. Your polls are a joke. Here's a true one. According to the Daily Beast, now the Daily Beast is as liberal as they get. As liberal as they get. The Daily Beast is going to be one of the groups that gets sued by Wayne Root, by the way. $1 billion lawsuit coming. You're on the list, Daily Beast, because you have lied about me and slandered me and said such ridiculous things about me. You're getting sued. But here's what the liberal Daily Beast says. After pledging to compete everywhere ahead of the next election, multiple DNC members told the Daily Beast they have privately sounded alarms about the organization's strategy heading into 2020, emphasizing what they view as Chairman Tom Perez's inability to reach swing voters in Midwestern battleground states who voted for the president. A handful of Midwestern targets were critical to Trump's general election success in 16. Jim Zogby, who I trust, who's been on this show, who co-chairs the DNC's Ethnic Council, a group that represents people across different ethnic, racial, natural origin, and religious identities, says he's been pushing Perez and other party leaders to expand outreach to voters in the same areas that Trump successfully won. Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And the outreach is failing in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin. If we do events in those states that focuses on everyone else but them, that breeds resentment, Zogby said. That's why Joe Biden and Sanders do well, because they do talk to those folks. Zogby's chief concern, raised by other DNC members who spoke with the Daily Beast, is that the Trump campaign is already reaching swing voters while the Democratic Party is overwhelmingly focused on their existing base. Any idiot could tell you that's what's happening. You'd have to be an idiot not to know that. They're just making stuff up over at Quinnipiac. They're making stuff up over at Monmouth Polling. They're all out of their minds. They don't know what they're saying or doing. They're willing to commit fraud to try and make their Democrat donors happy with polls that make no sense. Rasmussen has Trump always in the 50% range, which means he's going to win by a landslide, certainly an electoral landslide. And you guys are predicting he's going to lose by 13. Based on what? Based on walking on the street in Harlem, Spanish Harlem, and asking people what they find? That must be where you're getting your stats from. You must be polling non-Republicans who hate Trump to find out that Trump's going to lose. Oh, what a surprise that would be. That's the joke of the Democratic Party. If you did the same poll of the same people, Quinnipiac finds Trump losing to Pete Buttigieg. If you did that poll, I guess you'd find that Ilhan Omar is an American hero. But she's facing 40 years in prison and deportation after 7 crimes uncovered. 40 years in prison and deportation. According to David Steinberg, investigative reporter, there's credible evidence that she and her family changed their name to legally enter the United States. Since that time, as an adult, she's continued to defy U.S. law. According to Steinberg, she committed at least 8 instances of perjury going back to 2009. The charges could carry up to 40 years of prison time or deportation. Good job, David Steinberg. Good stuff. Good stuff. And then I want to mention to you, New Jersey, a state that's all blue, all Democrat. We are going up in flames. New Jersey in worse shape than any other state, their Senate president admits. Their overall debt burden, their outlays, their spending, their tax collections, their underfunded pension and retirement obligations. New Jersey's dying. You know why? Just like New York. No different than New York and Connecticut. You know, if I go to Sun City in Las Vegas, where all the old people retire, and so many of them listen to this show. So many older, 60 and up Las Vegans are listening to me right now. You love my show. I meet you every day. Wherever I go, supermarket, P.O. Box store, you all love my show. And all the older retirees go to Sun City, in both Henderson and in Vegas, Summerlin. Henderson and Summerlin. And they're all from New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. Many of them were government employees in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. And they collected their big fat salaries in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. And then when they retired, they moved here, so they pay no tax on it. Zero. Zero state income tax on the pensions they collect for the rest of their lives. And those people made the decision based on the fact, I don't want to live in New Jersey anymore. I don't want to live in Illinois anymore. I don't want to live in New York anymore. I don't want to live in Connecticut anymore. I don't live in California anymore. They've left those states behind. So why should any young person stay in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Illinois, California? Why? You all left. Why'd you leave? Because your state sucks. That's why New Jersey's dying. You left and you won't pay a dime in taxes. Trump announces he's done with Fox News. I love that story. I love that story. Just watch Fox News, Trump said in a tweet, heavily promoting Democrats through their DNC communications director, spewing out whatever she wanted with zero pushback by anchor Sandra Smith. Terrible, considering Fox couldn't even land a debate. The Dems give them nothing. They're all in for the open border socialist. Fox hires Give Hillary the Questions, Donna Brazile, Juan Williams, low-rating Shep Smith, hopeless and clueless. They should all go the way left. They should go all the way left, and I will still find a way to win. That's what I do. I win too bad. And then he tweeted he's done with Fox News. We have to start looking for a new news outlet. Fox isn't working for us anymore. And you know what he's looking for? He's looking for Wayne Allyn on Newsmax. That's what he's looking for. Nobody made that connection. That's what he's looking for. He just tweeted out that he watches me, and he tweeted out a clip of my show. And obviously, that's what he's talking about. It's time to move on. Fox News is old news. Speaking of old news, Kirsten Gillibrand is out as a Democrat presidential candidate. Another one that believed so strongly in climate change. How come no one supported you, Kirsten? How come? You're pretty. You're blonde. You're an attractive woman. Nobody wanted you because you're a nut job. You're a nut job. You can't get 2% of the vote. Who drops out next? Tulsi Gabbard? Ever hear her? Tom Steyer. He spent millions on ads. He's still at 0%. Marianne Williamson. She's a space cadet who believes you don't want bombs. You want to love the enemy. Go love the Muslim terrorists. Oh, find out what the response will be. I love you. Oh, shoot. You just cut my head off. What a moron. Yeah, you can love your enemy. Don't bomb the Islamic terrorists. No. You know, the guys who set you on fire after they put you in a cage? The guys who drown you? Love them. Show them love. Tim Ryan, you ever hear him? John Delaney, who's he? Steve Bullock, who's he? Michael Bennett, who's he? Bill de Blasio, he's not at 0%. He has zero support. The Democratic Party is filled with fun, boy. Who's going to beat Donald Trump? Nobody. Who's beating Trump in the Quinnipiac poll? Everyone. Scam. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allen Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event where Trump Love Fest, AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzly, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, right here on USA Radio Network. Newsmax coming up in about 35 minutes. I want to read you the commentary that I read on, it's coming out in tomorrow's newspapers all over the United States, but I read it last night on Newsmax TV, but many of you listen in the 4 o'clock hour here in Las Vegas, 7 o'clock hour East Coast, are not necessarily listening in the next hour on the Newsmax TV hour, so you may not have heard it, and I think it's important enough you should hear it. A Tale of Two New York Big Mouths, Anthony Scaramucci and Me. That's the title. I got my taste of the fraud, lies, slander, and censorship of the mainstream media last week. There were literally thousands of media attacks on me for saying that Donald Trump is the greatest president in the in history for the Jewish people in Israel. Let me say that again. Donald Trump is the greatest president in history for the Jewish people in Israel. Think about it. Wayne Root was the number one news story in America last week, and Wayne Root was the number one name trending in the world at Twitter. Despite everyone in the media talking about me, no one even thought to ask for an interview. Interesting, right? Or a comment. No one ever asked for a comment. No one wanted to hear my response to their attacks, their demonization, their slander, their lies, their fraud. Isn't that just stunning? Unimaginable? In America? Why? Because the media doesn't want to give a platform to anyone who celebrates President Trump, accurately reports his achievements, or fights fiercely to defend him. And in particular, if you're articulate, colorful, charismatic, and entertaining, you are banned from presenting the pro-Trump side. Now, Chris Cuomo, Don Lemon, Rachel Maddow, Joe Scarborough, are you listening? Morning, Joe Scarborough, are you listening? Aren't you drooling at the thought of exposing such a terrible person like Wayne Root, such an awful message that Wayne Root presents? That's what you claim. Wouldn't it be a piece of cake to embarrass me on your show in front of your audience? Come on, I dare you to have me on. How come it's suddenly so quiet? Crickets. At the exact same time, my buddy Anthony Scaramucci was all over the media. Anthony and I are like twins. Both fiery, successful, colorful New York businessmen, media dynamos, and friends of President Trump. From the same blue-collar streets in New York, Anthony's from Queens, I'm from the Bronx borderline. Anthony's the son of a heavy machinery operator who fought his way to Harvard. I'm the son of a butcher who fought his way to Columbia. We both supported Trump in the media nonstop during the 2016 presidential campaign. We're literally the same person. Yet Anthony was on every TV show in America last week, and they shut me out. What's the difference? My pal Anthony suddenly decided he hates Trump. That's the difference. He rants on national TV that Trump's a racist. Trump's unstable. Trump will ruin the economy. Trump must be replaced on the GOP ticket. My pal Anthony has invented a fantasy that makes liberals cry tears of joy. They love what he says. He's living in a New York, D.C., San Francisco bubble. Outside of those places, no one cares about the ridiculous tale he's spinning. But the Trump-hating media loves what he's saying. On the other hand, I got thousands of messages from adoring fans. 63 million Trump voters love what I said and love Wayne Root. They thanked me for telling the raw truth. But the media hates it. That's why Anthony's the flavor of the week while I'm persona non grata. The people love me, but the media hates me, so I can't get on the media. I could get rich tomorrow by backstabbing Trump. If I woke up tomorrow and announced in a press conference, Trump is unstable, Trump is an idiot, Trump's a racist, I can't support him anymore, tomorrow I'd be the number one story in the news. And I'd be on all those same MSNBC and CNN shows that would let me on and all those same shows that did let Anthony Scaramucci on. You make millions of dollars per word bad-mouthing Trump. Saying I hate Trump is worth its weight in gold. But like Trump, I could never do that, because like Trump, my goal is saving America and American exceptionalism and Judeo-Christian values and protecting working stiffs and the great American middle class. I can never turn on Trump. Even if it cost me millions of dollars, I couldn't live with myself. I couldn't be Benedict Arnold. This story is Exhibit A for what has happened to America. The media slanders anyone who disagrees with them as a conspiracy theorist. But ironically, the way that the media treated Wayne Root versus Anthony Scaramucci really is a conspiracy. It's proof of a coordinated media conspiracy to ban, censor, and silence the pro-Trump side of the story. What a disgrace. How un-American. My commentary coming out tomorrow, Thursday, in the Las Vegas Review Journal and in newspapers around the country, syndicated by Creator Syndicate. It's titled, A Tale of Two New York Big Mouths, Anthony Scaramucci and Me. Does that not say it all? You have to understand, if I said one word, if I broke and said one word, Trump's no good, Trump's not who I thought he was, I'd be invited on every show on CNN and every show on MSNBC. All would be forgiven. They would make believe they never slandered me. They'd make believe they never lied about me. They'd make believe they never demonized me. They'd say all great things, just like they did with Anthony Scaramucci. By the way, I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked. And it's so clear he doesn't believe a word he's saying. And it's so clear Anthony has a book deal lined up for millions of dollars. He's got a reality show. He's got a talk show with him and his wife lined up for millions of dollars. It's so clear that Anthony Scaramucci is playing to Hollywood for dollars and cents. He's doing all this for money and fame, mostly fame. I won't do it. I'm not Benedict Arnold.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dorian is now a hurricane as it heads toward the eastern coast of Puerto Rico. Residents are preparing for heavy rain and high winds only 2 years after enduring Hurricane Maria's devastation. After making landfall in Puerto Rico, the hurricane is expected to grow into a Category 3 hurricane as it heads towards the eastern coast of Florida. As far as what Puerto Rico can expect,
even if the center of the storm does not go over Puerto Rico, they will experience strong tropical storm force winds with possible wind gusts to hurricane force.
That's Dennis Felchin with the National Hurricane Center. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is ending her presidential campaign.
I know this isn't the result we wanted. We wanted to win this race, but it's important to know when it's not your time.
Gillibrand failed to gain traction and also fell short of the criteria needed to qualify for the third Democratic presidential debate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the...
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, USA Radio, Newsmax TV, and the world-famous war room deep inside Wayne Manor in the land I call Trumpland. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Christian health sharing, an alternative to regular, old-fashioned, traditional health insurance. And we need it badly because I was using Aetna and I was paying $2,000 a month and they covered nothing. It's a joke. It's a joke what Barack Obama did to this country. The only people who like Obama and Obamacare are getting it free. Of course some people like it because it's free. You're ripping Wayne Root off, and all the people listening to the show are getting ripped off with higher taxes and higher health insurance costs so that other people get it free. Of course those people who vote Democrat love Obamacare. How ridiculous. But for the rest of us, you better find something because you're going to go broke paying $2,000 a month for Aetna. And $2,000 a month was, I've been with Liberty HealthShare for 3 years now. So that was 3 years ago. I bet now it would be $2,500 a month. There'd be no money left over to take anyone out to dinner, no money left over to go on vacation, no money to put gas in the car. All your money's being eaten up by health insurance, and they cover nothing. But Liberty HealthShare covers everything. They got no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year, and you get to decide how, when, and where you will access health care. And when I came up with kidney stone surgery last February, this past February, I was scared to death that Liberty would not pay for it. I was scared to death that the hospital wouldn't take it. I was scared to death that doctors wouldn't take it. Everybody took it. The bill was paid. All I paid was a very small deductible. So much better than health insurance. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's the way health care should be. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or light your Liberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. All right, we got a great guest talking about the perfect timing. So that was slotted a week ago. A week ahead, I know who's going to be the sponsor of each segment, and Liberty HealthShare was the sponsor. And then we landed Sean Flynn as our guest, who's the author of The Cure That Works, How to Have the World's Best Healthcare at a Quarter of the Price. And he's talking about the Singapore healthcare system. He's the co-author of the number one economic textbook in the U.S., author of the international bestseller Economics for Dummies, and he's a good friend of my great friend, Mark Skousen of Freedom Fest. Sean Flynn, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, it's an honor to be here, and I couldn't think of a better sponsor because I love Liberty, and, you know, they've also got some competitors who we won't mention, but that do the same thing, and it's fantastic, and it shows exactly how badly run our healthcare system is and why our insurance system in particular, especially after the Affordable Care Act, is just a vampire squid that's sucking resources out of families and businesses.
Well, listen, this is funny because Mark Skousen called me and he said, Wayne, you should get this guy on the show. Get Sean Flynn on. He's got this great new book about the Singapore system. Once again, the name of the book, The Cure That Works, How to Have the World's Best Healthcare at a Quarter of the Price. And I said, what's it about? He said, Singapore. And I said, you've got to be kidding me. I'm one of the few, you know, people think of me as like this wild, crazy personality, which I am. But underneath my wild, crazy Donald Trump-like, offensive, controversial personality, I'm a policy wonk. And I've studied the Singapore system, and I think it's the best in the world. So I love what your book evidently is all written about, and I wanted to talk to you about it. So here we are. So good stuff.
Okay, great. Well, let me just start out by saying that, you know, in the process of researching this book and making multiple trips to Singapore, one of the big takeaways for me was that they will tell you in Singapore they didn't invent any of this stuff. They actually borrowed most of it from the United States, whether it's price competition, catastrophic insurance, health savings accounts. And I can point to examples here in the United States, Wayne, like, for instance, Whole Foods Markets. Health insurance policy for its workers looks just like Singapore. State of Indiana has done it with Medicaid recipients, state employees, works for everybody, all walks of life. And so this is proven technology, and, you know, no one has to out there worry that, oh, my God, it only works in Singapore. That's a little country in Asia. Will it work here? All the stuff was invented here and works here.
So tell us exactly what the deal is. Like, I'm a dangerous guy because I'm not a details guy. I'm just a guy who reads stuff here, snippet there, and comes to a general conclusion. I need guys like you. If I was running for office, you know, I'd have a whole group of guys like you to give me real details and put meat on the bone. So I need to know the meat on the bone. But here's what I think. Here's my take, Sean. To me, the whole idea of Singapore is basically everybody's got to have insurance, but they've got to have only a catastrophic insurance plan. And for the first $10,000, it's like a health savings account. And it's all tax deductible. And therefore, you could spend that $10,000 on any medical need you have this year, but everything above the $10,000 is the catastrophic. And then once you've spent like over $1 million on the catastrophic, your insurance company spent it, I should say, then I think the government does get involved only for like the $1 million and above for tragedy, you know, the worst kind of cancer, the long-term care, car accident where five people in the family have a $12 million bill, paralysis. To me, that's the three ways to do it. You start with health savings. You make it tax deductible. Then you go to catastrophic, cheap, super jerk cheap insurance. And then above that, the government jumps in only to save the worst of the worst, not everybody. That combination is what I think of when I think of what I think is going to work from Singapore. But maybe I got something wrong. You tell me. Is that about right?
That is not only about right, but, you know, you're not doing a good enough job selling it. So let me give you some more factoids that you could throw at people. The annual deductible there is only $2,000 a year. Okay?
Really?
Yeah, that's all. There's a 10% copay above that because they always want you having skin in the game and looking around for the lowest cost provider. And then they also created the world's best safety net, and it actually kicks in earlier, depending on your situation, than $1 million. It could kick in immediately if you are truly indigent, right? And so what they do is you just go into a hospital. If you have no money, they treat you like everyone else. You get the same doctors. There's no in-network, out-of-network nonsense. You get great service, and then you basically, since you're indigent, you just fill out a one-page grant application that goes to a local hospital committee where they've got, you know, people from the neighborhoods, like the ex-PTA president there. They review it, and 99.6% of those applications are approved. So they've got all the benefits of price competition. They've got this insurance system that protects everyone. And between those two things, they're spending half as much as Canada and England and 75% less than we are, while also delivering the world's healthiest population.
All right, so let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, the part I obviously got wrong is I thought the first $10,000 is on you, but it's a health savings account, and it's deductible. So is that $2,000 on you? Is that all tax deductible, and is that a health savings account?
Yes. Okay. So in Singapore, everyone's required to have a health savings account. And then, you know, when a child is born, the government deposits $3,000 in there as a gift. For people who are very elderly, right, they'll also just make deposits. Anytime the government runs a budget surplus, which is every year, believe it or not, they just distribute into people's health savings accounts. Most people are very healthy until they're about my age, right? I just turned 46. You know, I threw my back out for the first time. My vision's going. But most people, you know, have 25, 30 good years where they just pile up money in their health savings accounts. And then that means, among other things, Wayne, Singapore is the only country in the world that has prepaid the graying of the population. There's enough money in their health savings accounts in Singapore to run all their health care, public and private, for 4 years without another penny of funding from any source. By comparison, I looked up the amount of health savings account money here in the United States. It would only be enough to run our health care system for 13 days.
Wow. Wow. So let me throw something at you. You know, let me be the critic, right? The difference between what I heard you say, which all sounds great, and I think that's something to explore, and we might want to, you know, make that a part of America's healthcare system or make it America's healthcare system in its entirety. But let me give you the negative. The negative is Singapore is like one race of people. It's a small country. They all are very family-oriented. They all know each other so that if somebody's a bum and they're lazy, they'd look at you and go, you can't do that. I'm not going to let you take the government's money. America's a nation of 330 million people plus. It has new immigrants every day. It's a welfare state. Everybody wants welfare. Nobody's embarrassed for collecting an EBT card. So in Singapore, you can get away with saying, if you're indigent, we're going to pay. In America, if you just pay for all the poor people, you'll bankrupt the country. Answer that.
Okay, so first of all, this is why it's so important to emphasize to people that all this stuff has already been shown to work here in the United States. It's not dependent on Singaporeans' cultural norms or, you know, Confucian piety towards the elderly or anything like that. It works here just as well. And I would also dispute, you know, one of my hats is a college professor, behavioral economist, anthropologist who've studied generosity throughout the world. Do you know where they found the most generous people in the world of, like, hundreds of places they, you know, ran?
United States.
Yes, and a Walmart in Arkansas. Ordinary, average Americans. Right? So we really don't have to worry about that stuff. It all works right here perfectly well. And, you know, your sponsor is another example of this, right? Once we get the bureaucrats out of the way, entrepreneurs figure out a much cheaper, easier way to do everything. But we now have a health insurance system where they play hide the prices. You can't get a bill and you can't get the bill in advance. You don't know what anything's going to cost. They bill you 3 months later. By comparison, everything that's not covered by insurance, and I know you've probably given your audience examples like this, LASIK eye surgery, cosmetic surgery.
Yes.
All of that is cash and carry. And this is why also you don't have to worry about, you know, could Singapore scale up to such a big country as the United States? It is a decentralized system. There is nothing more decentralized than you and your doctor making a decision together and you having enough money in your pocket to pay for it. That is totally a decentralized system that can scale up to any level, right? We don't ask, well, could this Walmart that works in Arkansas work in Mexico? Of course it does. Does this McDonald's here in Des Moines work in Tokyo? Of course it does.
Hey, Sean, we got to run. Radio, you know the problem with radio. I want people to know the author, Sean Flynn, is the author of the book, The Cure That Works, How to Have the World's Best Healthcare at a Quarter of the Price, and co-author of Economics for Dummies, one of the best-selling economic textbooks in the history of America. Sean, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure, Wayne. Thank you so much.
Hang on the line, Sean. I want to talk to you for a sec. Hang on the line. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Yes, Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Real Water is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You all know I love Smart Bet. I was at a party and I was telling my good friends Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, now my how my national radio show is the hottest in the country, and it is. And I have the greatest fans in all of America, and I do. And Brett and Amy are listeners, too, so they already knew that. And they're business owners and big Trump supporters, my kind of people. I live and die with my Real Water. It's the only negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. Real Water supplies all the water for this radio show free. Thank you, Brent and Amy. I told Brent the listeners to my radio show could make his Real Water sales soar. I bet, Brent, if I promoted his Real Water, that my listeners, you, would trust me and give it a try. And not just any try, that you would specifically go to Sprouts, Sprouts Market, and try Real Water and let the store know that War sent you. Brent wants to see if the War Army can single-handedly move the needle at Sprouts. Over the next few weeks, go to Sprouts, get some Real Water, be sure to tell them War sent you, and by the way, Real Water is available at Sprouts at a special discounted rate. Thanks for helping me with this, and I'll let you know how Brent's face looks when I win the bet. He's going to owe me one heck of a fancy dinner of steak and Real Water. Thank you, Brent. Real Water at Sprouts. Go get it. All right, so the biggest news story of the day that I didn't cover yet is that the Department of Homeland Security has barred Democrats from visiting border facilities after staffers were rude to officers and engaged in disruptive behavior. The Department of Homeland Security barred Democrat staffers from entering the Customs and Border Security facilities at the U.S.-Mexico border after Dem staffers refused to follow instructions, were rude and disruptive. Dem staffers from the House Oversight Committee visited the border facilities last week for oversight inspections and were so unruly they were barred from ever coming back, Fox News learned. One of the staffers refused to leave the facility after an hour-long tour, and others were rude to officers. But sources told Fox News that DHS has revoked access to CBP facilities, as in Customs and Border Patrol facilities, for the upcoming visit, citing staff behavior that interfered with law enforcement operations, including refusing to leave a site after their scheduled window, skipping tours, being rude to officers. DHS officials said ICE visits will still be allowed this week, but with a two-hour time limit, one of those visits took place on Tuesday. Anyway, you get the idea. These Democrats are all a bunch of losers. It's not a conspiracy theory to say the Democratic Party is run by the biggest losers in the entire world. And all of them must be on the take by someone, whether it's the Mexican drug lords, the cartels, the mafia. I don't know who it is, but it's pretty obvious the Democratic Party is working against the interests of the United States of America. It's pretty obvious they're trying every trick in the book to keep the borders open and let millions of foreigners stream into this country and then let them vote. The whole thing is a scam. A scam. And how about this? Speaking of scams, I always tell you Biden will never be the nominee. I mean, he doesn't even know where he is anymore. Biden's like that admiral who ran with Ross Perot, said, "Where am I? What am I doing?" That's what Biden's like. Biden's brother promised healthcare executives that the former VP would help promote their business. His younger brother, James, promised executives at two healthcare companies that his access to the former vice president would be pivotal in promoting their business. Biden's relatives have previously been accused of using their access to enrich themselves, but the latest allegations, which are detailed in a number of sworn declarations filed in federal court on Friday, represent the first example of Biden's relatives promising he would use his influence to directly promote private business. I mean, he is the most corrupt guy. I told you that. I've said it before, and I was right. He is so corrupt. But now let's talk about the other problems he's got, because, man, he's got other problems. Biden appeared in a recent speech to forget Barack Obama's name. I keep telling you, he's got old age problems. He's got dementia problems. He appeared to forget Obama's name during campaign stop, despite the fact he talks about him constantly. The gaffe was the latest in a long string of flubs that have helped contribute to the 76-year-old candidates dropping to third place in a recent poll behind Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Biden bumbled. He said, he's saying it was president, my boss, his fault. And so people tweeted out, Biden appears to have forgot Obama's name. Biden is now polling in 19% behind Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, both at 20 in the latest Monmouth University poll. Massive decline among white Democrats, among voters of color, among voters without a college degree, among voters with a college degree, among men, among women, among voters under 50 years old, voters over 50 years old. The main takeaway from the poll is the Democratic race is no longer Biden's to win. He's lost support from Democrats who call themselves moderate or conservative, as well as those who call themselves liberal. Nobody believes in Joe Biden anymore. So he was talking about someone who was blaming Obama, and he said he's saying it was the president, my boss, his fault, he mumbled. Couldn't say Obama's name. And here's another bizarre Joe Biden moment. He begins speaking again as his supporters leave. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, former VP Joe Biden appeared to forget his closing remarks at a town hall event Wednesday afternoon. So that's today. That just happened. As the music played, 300 supporters stood up and began filing out. He took the handheld mic again and asked for 60 more seconds to speak. And then he delivered his closing address as people continued filing out. In a bizarre moment, in an otherwise successful town hall event that boasted 300 supporters in attendance. Can you imagine? Trump gets 10, 15, 20,000 for every event. He got 300. They call him that successful. That's funny. Doesn't know where he is. Doesn't know what he's doing. Doesn't know what year it is.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.